break, a texter suggested that Jackson could go to his parents' house and his brother could stand upstairs with a hose, garden hose, and then while Jackson is mowing and weed whacking, mm-hmm. his brother could just run the hose over him, and it would be like he was at a waterfall.
Oh, that's so true.
That sounds like a good solution to me. When we last spoke, we were smack dab in the middle of Leeds, so let's get him in here. Shime, good morning and hello.
Morning, Greg. ESPN, Bill Barnwell, has been ranking the position groups across the NFL, and most recently he did the wide receiver, tight end, running back groups for all 32 teams in the NFL, and your New England Patriots came in at a whopping number 30.
Mm-hmm.
Again, for all these people, for all you people who
pump
think this team is going to win 10 or 11 games, for the love of God, just pump the brakes a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be significant improvement. There should be. Your young, able quarterback is taking a step forward. You have slightly better talent, to your credit. Last year, you were ranked 31st at this position group. Now you're 30th, so I guess that's improvement. So you're taking a step forward, and then your defense should be much better, and you have better coaching. You should be a better football team, but to think you're going to go from, realistically, 3 wins to 10 or 11 is insane.
4 wins.
So I just ask...
No.
That last win of the year doesn't count.
Win against the Scrubbeans.
All right.
Against the Buffalo Bills. They're throwing the game away.
Yeah.
So if you think you're going to go from 3 to 10 or 11, you really need to dial down your expectations.
The betting market and
everybody else around the country are telling you you're not.
What do you think they are?
I think they have the ability, the talent to do that. I mean, it's really about when you look at this season, your performance of your quarterback, do you feel like he's going to get better, stay the same, or regress? I feel like with the new coaching staff, he's going to get better.
Are we going to get into any of the Steph Diggs stuff from his YouTube live yesterday during They Said It?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Counting on 1,000 yards.
All right.
He said. So, I mean, if you get that, then, you know.
Your defense is going to be much better. So, with your defense being much better, with your coaching staff being much better, there's an opportunity based on what your schedule looks like. There's an opportunity where you should be able to win 9 or 10 games.
Hopefully, your quarterback is better.
I think your quarterback's going to be better.
Depending
on what the offensive line is and what.
Well, your offensive line should be better.
Right.
You drafted.
Well, what Will Campbell is going to be? I mean, yes.
My expectations are he should be really good. You don't draft a guy number 4 overall and then kind of be like, well, let's see what he is. No, you draft a guy number 4 and you go, he's the left tackle. He should be pretty good.
He better be good. All right, Shime, thank you. Interesting. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. I don't want to step on Greg's toes because Greg usually tackles some new Gen Z trends, but I saw this one and I thought, maybe Curtis is onto something.
Okay.
Because Gen Zers are doing this new thing in the workforce called micro-retirement.
Why does everything with Gen Z have some sort of a cutesy name?
Yeah, well.
Micro-retirement.
Micro-retirement.
I see.
It can be presented in 3 different ways.
Okay.
One is quitting a job and finding a new job when you're ready to work again. So deciding to quit your job in May and say, all right, I'll take the summer off, get a job for September.
Okay, that's a micro-retirement.
Micro-retirement.
Okay, I see.
The second way is setting up a plan with your employer that allows you to take unpaid frequent work breaks. The examples I've been seeing is 2 2-week vacations a year.
Okay. Oh, 2 2-week vacations.
Yeah, so
a year.
Big chunks of time, two different times of the year.
What do they do about paying the macro bills that the rest of us have?
Oh, we'll get there. Okay. We'll get there.
Okay.
And the third is taking breaks from your business if you are a business owner.
I see. Okay.
So making sure somebody is in charge.
Uh-huh.
Now, experts are saying that micro-retirement may have long-term impacts on your finances and career advancement. They're
really?
Saying if you want to do this, you need to make sure that the setting up the plan with your employer is a paid leave. And if you quit your job, make sure that you have some type of severance pay if you get canned. Or make sure that you have some other form of income for that little period of time. Or make sure you save before you decide to quit. But apparently Gen Zers are doing this like... If they're quitting their job, they're doing it almost every 2 years so that they take a big period of time off, get a new job.
Yeah. When my old man, Barry Hill, used to get home from work miserable, he used to tell me, enjoy being a kid, because as soon as you turn 18, you're going to have to work for the rest of your life.
Right.
That's not a thing anymore. Yeah.
No, clearly not.
You just figure out how to pay the bills.
Well, I guess a lot of times the parents pay them.
You don't like the parents pay the bills?
Okay. Probably.
And then you don't. If you don't like your job, you just micro-retire and take a few weeks off.
Well, Wiggy's right. I do believe that Gen Zers, a lot of them are still living with their parents. Like, the age of moving out is going back to going up and up. Mm-hmm. So maybe they don't need to worry about the bills aspect, and they just want to enjoy their life at a young age. But yeah, so micro-retirement is on the rise for Gen Zers.
Okay. Like, where are you getting...
Anybody fear at all for the future?
Oh, yeah.
In general?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't really work. So, like... I can't really judge these people.
Yeah, but we have to come in every... We can't take, say, you know what? I want 2 weeks here and I want 2 weeks there.
Well,
and
Curtis is micro-retiring
right
now.
Well, I guess we can't do that. But we can't say, you know what? I'm going to work and then I'm going to quit the radio, take the summer off, and then I'll just start working again back in the fall. Like, what kind of jobs are you working where you could just quit and find another one? And still, we talk about how difficult or how expensive it is to live in Massachusetts and Boston, and trying to find a job is hard. So where are you living? How are you paying?
They're living in a micro house and driving their micro cars.
But it's also weird.
During their micro retirement.
Though, because a lot of what I'm hearing is people graduating from college are having a hard time finding a job. So once you find a job, you should hold on to it.
Yes, you should. I agree with you.
A good career, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm not sure if we're going to play this audio, but Brad Stevens, when we've been talking about what Bill Chisholm is trying to do, and I'm not sure if we're playing that.
We can.
Okay.
We can play it during They Said It. We have a couple things from Brad Stevens.
All right. So he said the direction that Bill Chisholm, potentially or wants to go in. And when you look at the Celtics, I think it's a clear picture of what they are definitely doing for next season until maybe Jason Tatum gets back. And we kind of knew this, or we were like, all right, this is what they're going to do because Wick told us. But it clearly looks like they are cutting costs over there. And we've seen it now. We're seeing it with Al Horford. We're seeing it with Luke Kornet. Because the one interesting thing in the audio that we played of Brad Stevens talking about Al and Luke Kornet was he said, well, we gave them offers. So clearly they must be giving them kind of lower offers if these guys are going other places.
Yeah.
Basically the point of this whole thing is that we now know what Chisholm is going to do, at least for next year. Hopefully that's not the mindset for the year after that, because he feels like it's going to be difficult to make money because I'm also paying rent, and this is part of maybe some of his cost-cutting stuff.
Yeah. So you're hopeful that the second apron stuff just affects this upcoming season.
Yes.
And then the man is willing to open up the checkbook after that.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm hopeful for. But based on what we're seeing right now, he's like, I'm coming in, and we are giving everybody a haircut in the
sense. I just think my only concern with the Celtics for this season, and maybe it just doesn't matter, they don't have a center. What's their plan there?
Well, it probably is going to be Tillman. It's going to be the Luka Graza kid, and it's probably going to be Namus Keita. Oh, and then they draft a center kid. I know they drafted the kid from Argentina. I believe he was a center, but who the hell even knows if he plays?
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it, brother.
The other night, post game, Roman Anthony was asked about the effect that Alex Bregman has had on him as a player and on others. And here is the way that went.
Roman, last question. You mentioned Alex Bregman. We know how big he is for so many guys on this team. But having him come back and on the field this week, how important is that going to be?
It's huge. You know, he's like a coach in there right now. He's awesome. And, you know, he's such a great baseball brain. He's been such a huge help to me since spring training, really. Even talking to me when I'm in the minor leagues, you know, helped me game plan, helped me just, you know, go in there with a plan every day. He's got so much knowledge, and he helps each and every one of us. So just to get him back in this lineup, we obviously know what he is as a player, and he's a winner, and you know, we're super excited to have him back.
So when I saw this Monday night, the first thing that came to mind was, if you are Craig Breslow and you are Sam Kennedy and you are John Henry and you have a player like Alex Bregman who is hoping to get an extension, give it to him. Mm-hmm. Give him whatever he wants. You have the money. You thought maybe Devers was going to be your guy mm-hmm. when it came to being a leader and a face of the franchise going forward, and you decided that he's not. So, Alex Bregman, you cannot overestimate the value of having a veteran leader who is willing to work with the young guys, mm-hmm. willing to be not only out there on the baseball diamond performing for you, but also to be another coach.
Mm-hmm.
Get the deal done with the guy immediately. Give him what he wants. I don't care. Somebody, I'm sure the texts are going to be, oh, he's injury prone. You haven't had him for the full season. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, give the guy whatever he wants. Get a deal done. And then you're locked in with a veteran leader mm-hmm. and your young guys going forward when it comes to this baseball team.
Yeah, I mean, because clearly you hear that audio and you go, all right, one guy is willing to help out the young guys and you know, give some advice and give some insight, where the other guy wouldn't even pick up the phone for Big Poppy.
Yeah, that's right.
So if he's not going to answer Big Poppy, you think he's going to help out the younger players? So if you're about, you know, trying to build your franchise or trying to kind of start this new move when it comes to culture and vibe, then you clearly want guys like Bregman who are good leaders and are still pretty productive when they're on the field.
Yeah. All right. Well, and the good news appears to be that you are getting Alex Bregman back maybe this next series.
Well, yeah, that's what it seems like, right, for the Tampa Bay series?
We will get to talk to Craig Breslow about that when he is on this show tomorrow at 9 during the front office report. Here now is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox take another against the Rockies. 10-2 was your final at Fenway last night. Trevor Story had a 3-run homer to help in the win, while Jarren Duran had the longest homer at Fenway so far this season, a 456-footer. Anti-jinx from Wiggs yesterday. Brian Baio pitched a complete game, giving up only 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 10. So you are right. He is performing pretty, pretty well.
I think, it hurts me to say it. I think you have to deal Jarren Duran. And get yourself, we were talking about it yesterday. I don't know if it was Baseball Brett or you, mm-hmm. whoever brought it up. Get yourself another pitcher.
Right.
You got, like, if you can, you got Crochet.
Yep.
Guys is going to be a Cy Young winner. You got Lucas Giolito pitching tonight and coming on fine, I think. Mm-hmm. And maybe, just maybe, you can count on Baio mm-hmm. going forward. And I think you have to deal Jarren Duran.
If you can get another legit starting pitcher for Duran.
And some relief help.
And bullpen help, then you deal him all day long.
But it was interesting to hear Brett say yesterday that he would wait till after the season, because a lot of teams, if they want Jarren Duran, they're trying to make a run for it. They're not going to give up a big pitcher.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people think they should have dealt him last offseason.
Right.
Like, if you want to point out mistakes made by the Breslow man. Mistakes the Breslow dude.
Yeah. The Sox will try to sweep the Rockies tonight, 7:10 first pitch, with Lucas Giolito getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Over to the Celtics, it seems we will be saying goodbye to Al Horford. Brad Stevens gave the fans an update on Al yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
I don't know what I can say about this or not say about it. I mean, we made offers to both Luke and Al. We would love to have had both of them back. I'd say that's unlikely. And, you know, the only reason I haven't talked about Al is because that's not final. I could probably talk about Al my whole press conference and not say enough. But, you know, I don't want to speak in absolute terms until an ultimate decision is made.
I think that's smart by them. I mean, Al Horford, he's a good role player. You kind of know what he is, but You don't want to spend a lot of money to have him come back for a team that's not going to really go anywhere.
No, I mean, love what he gave here.
Right.
And was here two different times and love what he gave. But I think that's a smart business move.
If he wants, you know, $20 million or $18 million, let him go get it, Golden State, and have legitimate one of those other teams that are interested in him, that he'll have a better chance of legitimately winning a championship rather than you spending, you know, $18 to $20 million on a guy that that's going to be on a team that might be what, fourth seed.
Yeah. Well, we all know summer is the easiest season for weight loss. Warm weather, lighter meals, being outside, our bodies are primed to succeed. And Awaken 180 has your game plan. Reach your goals this summer with Awaken 180, the official weight loss program of summer. That's what's trending. They said it. Coming up next.